In the skies today, tragedy, triumph, uncertainty. What happened, for instance, to the chartered airliner carrying 107 that vanished over the Pacific? Some of the passengers were American and South Vietnamese troops, jungle-trained, bound for Saigon. Why did a plane of identical build and the same destination, carrying secret military cargo, crash and burn in the Aleutians? Sabotage, coincidence, or what? But there was not the slightest doubt at Cape Canaveral today about the success of Uncle Sam's intercontinental missile known as Titan II. 5,000 miles to a South Atlantic target flew that mammoth rocket, slated one day to boost away the dinosaur manned bomber as well as the two-man Gemini space capsule. And in the nation's capital, a spaceman who just might ride the Gemini, but unfortunately cannot ride the shot he was originally scheduled for, talked with reporters. Donald Slayton, known as Deke, was replaced by M. Scott Carpenter, the next astronaut in line for orbit, because of mild heart palpitation. Today, Dr. Hugh Dryden of the Space Agency explained how the decision was made.
I think it was the facing up to the responsibilities of the people within the organization as to the consequences of a possible failure during the flight with such a condition known, and it's a feeling that we did not at this moment know enough about the significance of the condition to proceed with confidence. Deke was chosen for this in good faith on the basis of the assurances that we had felt that this was not a condition that would lead to difficulty. Deke was told as soon as the question was raised as to a possible additional examination and study of this question. It's all been very recent, however. And as I've tried to explain without going into every Jim and Joe who contributed to this discussion, there was a consideration at the by the people who are responsible for the success of the mission as to the possible significance of this in relation to the stresses of orbital flight. It was felt that possibly some additional medical examination and consultation should be held. It has all gone very quickly, and as a matter of fact, much more quickly than I expected that it would be done.
Then the reporters questioned Deke Slayton as to how long these erratic periods last.
I normally don't pay that much attention to it. I did at the time I first became aware of it, kept fairly close track of it for a while, and became apparent it wasn't making any difference whether I had it or not as far as what I did, so I stopped paying attention to it. But in general, as close as I can remember from the numbers I have, that average of once every 2 weeks approximately. I may have it for a couple of days. But I have been flying continually. I've been doing everything else that anybody else in the program has been doing.
Will Donald Slayton be able to go on other space flights in the future? Dr. Hugh Dryden was asked.
All that has been decided to date is that he will not fly on the MA-7 mission. Now, perhaps 2 months from now, when we get through these additional tests and so on, we can tell you what the future would be.
Highlight number one, Shepard flight, liftoff of Freedom 7.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff.
All right, liftoff, and the clock has started. Yes, sir, reading you loud and clear. This is Freedom 7. The fuel is go, 1.2 G, cabin at 14 PSI. Oxygen is go. Cabin pressure is holding at 5.5. Cabin holding at 5.5. Okay, it's a lot smoother now, a lot smoother.
Roger.
7 here, fuel is go, 4 G, 5.5 cabin, oxygen go. All systems are go.